Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for October 8, 2018. In today's news, the Canadian Elevator Industry Educational Program has partnered with Simutech Multimedia to create simulation-based technician training. Pennsylvania's governor has signed into law an elevator safety bill prompted by the death of a corrections officer. A hilltop Hindu temple may get an escalator to improve accessibility for the faithful. A plan has been unveiled for Mississauga, Canada's tallest building. And a pair of walkway-connected towers have been proposed for a metro station in India.
Simutech Multimedia Incorporated, an Ottawa, Canada-based designer of simulation-based electrical troubleshooting training solutions for manufacturing, has teamed up with the Canadian Elevator Industry Educational Program, or CEEP, to develop training products for elevator technicians, the company has announced. As part of this agreement, CEEP and Simutech Multimedia have launched their first product, Troubleshooting Freight Elevator Doors, a fully simulated educational module for new and experienced elevator technicians. Patrick O'Neill, CEEP Executive Director, praised the partnership, saying, quote, "This development agreement further enhances the solutions CEEP provides to apprentices," end quote. Simutech Multimedia, founded in 1995, has designed electrical training simulations for hundreds of schools and companies, including some of the biggest names in global manufacturing.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf signed Senate Bill 934, also known as Christopher's Law, in memory of Corrections Officer Christopher Moles during a ceremony on October 3rd in Harrisburg, the Times Leader reports. The law will create an elevator safety board to review elevator construction, maintenance, and inspection issues monthly. Consisting of elevator safety experts, the board will have the authority to grant variances to existing code. In September 2016, Moles and an inmate at the Luzerne County Correctional Facility got into a scuffle outside an elevator when they ran into the doors broke away, and they fell 59 feet down the shaft. Both men died. Bill signing ceremony attendees included Moles' mother, co-workers, and members of the International Union of Elevator Constructors.
Trustees of the Chaturshringi Temple in Pune, India, have submitted a proposal to municipal authorities to install a two-way escalator to improve accessibility for devotees who currently must climb more than 100 steps, the Hindustan Times reports. According to Chaturshringi Temple Trust, renovations are set to begin after the Hindu Navaratri festival ends later this month and will ideally include a 2-meter-wide escalator on the temple's right-hand side. Trustees hope to have the escalator ready by next Navaratri. Managing trustee Suhas Angal told the source, quote, "The idea is to facilitate senior citizens and the physically challenged reaching the top," end quote.
Mississauga, Canada is set to have a new tallest building, Urban Toronto reports. An 81-story, 260-meter tall residential tower in the M-City development. A design for the building, the third in M-City, was recently unveiled by developers Rogers Real Estate and Urban Capital after a competition among several Canadian architectural firms. The winning design by IBI Group will result in the country's tallest residential tower outside downtown Toronto. The building will have 879 units, rising to the 77th floor, topped by four floors reserved for mechanical functions. M3 will also offer retail and a floor of office space. The building's podium will be topped by amenities, including a gym and pool, and a new 2-acre park is being developed across the street. A construction timeline was not reported.
A pair of high-rise towers is being proposed for the Maha Metro 0 Mile station in Nagpur, India, Nagpur Today reports. Anant Kals, principal secretary of the Maharashtra State Legislature, asked Maha Metro to take on the buildings as an annex to the station. Under the plan, which would cost the equivalent of $19.2 million, the two towers would rise 90 meters or 19 stories each, would stand 75 meters apart, and be connected by a walkway. A metro viaduct would pass through the two buildings. The land for the project is in possession of the police department, but the state government would turn it over to Maha Metro should it decide to proceed with the project. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.